Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
The Bible says that by you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, belonging in the land, the Holy Land, there are two
Bethlehems.
One is called Bethlehem Zebulun. But this one is Bethlehem
Ephrathah.
The name Bethlehem means house of bread. And Ephrathah means fruitful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God that He is our bread. He is the bread of life that if you eat, you will become fruitful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be fruitful just means to be productive. Productive in every aspect of your life.
And you see it.
And in the coming year, God is going to make sure that you experience Ephrathah.
And you see it.
Even as you see it on Jesus. You know, Jesus Christ was born and he was put in a manger. A baby is a feeding trough. Sometimes we have certain which we have to look at carefully. Because if you read the African Sunday poem, where she describes all that, you think that Jesus was born in a stable. And we also think that the media is like some small wooden box that forms a
mission. This
is reading Africa into the Bible. But in Israel, in those days, the shepherds, they were outside. After that, you go to the Holy Land, you will see flocks of sheep on hills. So the angel came to one of said flock of sheep and then announced to them that in Bethlehem Ephrathah a Savior is born, and this is the sign that you will see a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. You know, sometimes you think that it is the normal thing for a baby to be wrapped in a box. If it is normal, the angel would not have said that this is the sign. That you will see a baby that is wrapped in swaddling clothes and put in a manger. In Bethlehem Ephrathah, there was a place they called the Tower of the Flock. Now that place is a place that pregnant sheep are brought, you know, and then they come and deliver over there.
That's it. Well, Bethlehem Ephrathah.
It's a place of
fruitfulness.
It's a place of bringing forth. And so, the sheep which are brought there, they are specially prepared for sacrifice in the temple. You know, when the sheep is brought forth, the sheep is very tender and frail, and because of the bushes and the thorns around, the sheep must be wrapped in swaddling cloth. That was the practice. It is wrapped in swaddling cloth so that it will not have lacerations on the body or punctuations on the body, because then the sheep will not be qualified to be used in the temple to sacrifice to God, who demands that the sheep that you must bring to me must be without spot or wrinkle or lacerations or any such thing. So right from infancy, the baby sheep, the lamb, is prepared for sacrifice in the temple. So when the angel said that this is the sign, shepherds in the field, when you get to Bethlehem and said that this is the sign, you will find a human being wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, because we have to feed upon it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they went and behold, Jesus truly was a human being, was wrapped in swaddling cloth. He was lying in a feeding trough, a place that everybody must come and eat from. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God wants us to feed upon Jesus. And the sign that the shepherd saw was that this little baby is so preserved and protected. He is blameless, he has no lacerations on the body, and he is the Lamb of God that has been prepared right from infancy for the cross to go and die, so that he will save us. He will be the perfect savior of the whole of humanity. He can save us, and God will accept him because he has no sins and no flesh.
Hallelujah.
The whole Bible is revealing Jesus.
richly.
You may know other things. You may know church history. You may know commentary. But the word of Jesus is the one that will live and remember. That is why he said that let it dwell richly in you in all wisdom. Many people are rich in other things. They are rich in everything that you can think about. I'm talking about believers. Except the word of Christ. They are not rich in what Jesus Christ came to do for us, that he is speaking unto us. But I want you to understand that he is a feeding, he is a food that we must eat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To make you productive in your life. To make you productive in every aspect of your life. To make you productive in every aspect of your life. When it's what is working in you richly. In all wisdom, he is talking about your normal daily walk. Jesus must be in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's finish our reading.
Yes, Pastor.
Micah chapter 5 and then verse 2.
Micah.
But you, Bethlehem and Father, though you are little among the thousands of Judah.
Now, no better than
yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in
Israel,
whose going forth are from of old, from everlasting. Are you excited about
it?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say the back of heaven, Father, you are going to bring a baby. He is going to be born on the
earth.
But his going forth is from of old. In other words, you look at him in the feeding trough. And the feeding trough those days are camping rock. It's a rock camping rock. Now he says that you are going to see this baby lying in a feeding trough. But his going forth is of old. So he is a baby, but he is not a baby. He is from everlasting. Hallelujah. Wonderful. That's a strange baby. His going forth is from of old. Wonderful. That is why Jesus is everywhere in the Bible. Because his going forth is of old. He is from everlasting. Hallelujah. But we want to answer very important questions this morning. Why is it that although his going forth is of old, he has to come the way he
came?
If his going forth is of old, he has been with us, he has been in the system, why do you let him be born so that we have what we are calling Christmas now? Why should Jesus be unveiled and revealed? Even like a baby. The first thing I want to talk to you about is that Jesus came like a baby to teach us an important lesson. That no matter how old you are, no matter how you have been prepared already, you will
process.
You will go through a process.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Jesus has always been around.
Yes, Peter, but he has been
around. But God brings him up, manifests him to us like a baby.
Yes, you know, I mean, my father, I'm not a friend.
If God says something to us, I believe so. Because if you
stay
in life, you see that you went through all the normal things that the boy will do.
Now, what do you do? I didn't
at the right age, you learn the Torah.
Now, I want you to give you a warning on the Torah.
Your children in Israel are taught to recite, you must recite Moses.
Now, I did not know. I was going to be.
You recited like a chism.
What bad can it say? What bad can it say?
Hallelujah! Jesus went through all this.
Now, yes, you follow me now.
He was a carpenter.
No way of going here.
Wonderful. I know why he became a carpenter. One day I will tell you.
Yes, but since then, yesterday, I'm going to be here.
He went under his parents, and the Bible says he was obedient under his parents.
Now that was said, number one, I will fast in that story, I still know.
They went through a normal life until he was 30 years old.
Now yes, or yeah, was sweet. But the young was in the
years. When he started his walking.
And son of us has to walk in the master.
Jesus is teaching us.
Yes, saying.
The baby is teaching us.
Our friend is saying.
That no matter how anointed you are. No matter how God has called you to redeem the world, no matter how God has prepared your future and your paths, your voice is prepared in the morning. You still have to begin small. You still have to begin like a baby. You still have to go through the process. In these days, people do not like the process. Do not circumvent process.
And that's
what Let an escape room appeal to you and you are born again, and you are going to mess up what God has prepared for you. Do not reward yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Do not be quick to give a certain impression about you that you want other men to see. Because of that, you are not patient in your circumstance, which you do not like. God is telling you today that Jesus, born in the manger of God, is going forth. It's from everlasting. It's to give us a message, a kingdom understanding that God is the God of process also. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 19, God said to Elijah, after he had killed the Baal people, God said to Elijah that he would go and anoint Elisha as prophet in his room.
Now, Elijah, who put Baal upon the morning land, when the man said, I want to say Elisha,
but I look into the Bible, and I don't ever see anywhere that
Elijah
is pouring oil upon Elisha. Yet he was anointed as a prophet in the room of Elijah. Because it took a process for the anointing to pass on from Elijah to Elisha. From Gilgal to Bethel to Jericho to Jordan. Maybe when they were in
Jordan,
they said, what do you want? He gave him another process. He said, provide Elisha took it and went before the bank of Jordan and hit it and said, "Where is the God of Elijah?" Somebody says, "I want a miracle, instant miracle."
This is hell.
It's not an instant thing.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.